I'm gonna get started. I don't know if I remember to invite Dave Wilkinson to come.
I saw him, and I did invite him.
You did, okay.
He thought he would be here. So.
I couldn't remember, okay. Well, the first part doesn't concern him so much, so. This is a regularly scheduled meeting of the Long Range Planning Committee of the Board of Aldermen. I'm the chair of the committee, Alderman Ted Hess-Mahan from Ward 3. Here with me at the start of the meeting is the vice chair and president emeritus of the board, Alderman Vance from Ward 7, President Baker from Ward 7, David Olson, who is the clerk of the board and the city clerk, and Scott Lennon, who is the board alderman from Ward 1. Our first item tonight relates to aldermanic communications, and we're going to see a presentation from David Olson on a proposal to provide webcasting of board meetings, create linked report dockets, and maintain archived material, which sounds very exciting.
I think it's very exciting, and I hope you do as well. One of the things that we've been talking about in the Long Range Planning Committee is better access and better communication with the public. We've been working on that in the clerk's office, and this past year we were awarded a gold star by the group Common Cause for the amount of material that is available through the city website. Right now we have all of the agendas, the reports, and the digital audio for most all of the committee meetings up and available, and people can look at those and access those. We also instituted a new calendar program that lets people know what's happening, and I was glad to see that some of our guests here tonight found out about this meeting by looking at that calendar on the website.
Tell the truth. Is that how you found out?
Yes.
Honestly, God, great.
So the efforts that we've made so far are working. One of the biggest complaints that we get about the website is just so much information on there. It is hard to navigate and hard to find it. And I think that this solution that I'm going to show you in just a minute will meet that problem head on and overcome it. This started with a conversation actually with New TV. New TV came to me and asked if I had any interest in having the Board of Aldermen meetings webcast after the fact, after New TV had filmed them. And basically I had to tell them, it's what I'd been told from the IT department, is that the bandwidth that the city has for this kind of thing is very small. And if we wanted to try and put a full-length Board of Aldermen meeting on the city server that people could access, it would shut the system down.
You've been joined by Dave Wilkinson, the city's controller.
So, the folks at New TV found this service. It's called Granicus. Let me open it up for you. It is a company in California that has developed a means to both do live webcasting, but also archived web casts of Board of Aldermen meetings or government meetings. And the fascinating thing about this, or the great thing about this, is that all of this material, all of the archived web videos would be stored off-site. They would be stored at the Granicus site, and the Granicus site has the bandwidth to accommodate multiple people downloading the same video, looking at the same video. But also, one of the great features of this is that you can put markers in your video so that you can go to just the piece that you want to look at. Right now, with our audio that's on the web, you have to sort of find your way through it. There are no markers to say this, you know, discussion of X starts here, discussion of Y starts there. You just get the whole MP3 file, and then you've got to figure out where things are.
So I could just access my own speeches if that's all I wanted to watch.
If that's all you wanted to watch, you could do that. Yes.
You need help sleeping? Yes.
So Granicus is, it's got a lot of communities that are using it. If we go to the clients list here, they have a very long list of municipalities, cities, towns, counties that are currently using it. The closest communities to us that are using it are the town of Windham, Maine, and the town of Cumberland, Rhode Island, and Kingstown, Rhode Island.
That's right.
Yes, those are the only three in New England. All the others...
Tell them to come to the Mass Municipal Association. I mean, that'd be a great
that
place
would be
for them
a great
to
place.
Sell their service.
Fine, we want a discount.
I know, I agree with you. We need a finder's fee here.
Right.
Very
Absolutely.
Good.
So what I'm going to do is just play a little bit of a piece. This is the city of Sarasota, and it is their public information officer presenting the program to their city council. And let's open it up. It'll take a minute for it to buffer here. But as you can see on the right side of the screen, on the right-hand side of the screen is their agenda for this meeting that you will be watching. It was from October 3rd, 2006. And as you look at the agenda, all of these pieces in purple are links. If you wanted to go straight to the citizens' input section, you could click there and it would start the video at citizens' input. You can go down and if you want to hear about the approval of minutes, you can do that.
That's exciting.
But, let's hear.
Not to interrupt, but this looks exactly like the same kind of application that we use to do video depositions. I can just go into a deposition transcript or an index, and it's cross-linked, and I can go straight to the, you know, damning testimony right away. But this is, just to let you know, this is an incredibly powerful tool,
yeah,
because you can go straight to where you want to go, and the sound quality, I listened to this, and if the sound quality is anything like what it was on my computer, I'm just incredibly...
The clarity
is good, too.
Yeah.
I mean, it is a small screen, but the clarity is good. So let's
demonstration of video on demand and how this service will revolutionize the public access to archive city meeting. Public information officer Bloomberg and public broadcast coordinator Parson. Thank you.
Good evening, Mayor, Vice Mayor, Commissioners, Charter officials. Thank you for this time. Miles Larson from the City Auditor and First Office as well. Tonight is with great pleasure that I am here to provide a very brief presentation on the very latest technology here within the City of Sarasota, which is making it easier and much more convenient for members of the public throughout the entire world to access archived City Commission meetings and other public meetings. We refer to it as video on demand, and if you have an internet connection anywhere in the world, watch our archived City Commission meetings and other public meetings more than 24 hours. For example, this meeting that we're sitting at right now, you will be able to watch it on the internet anywhere in the world, probably by mid-morning tomorrow. And it gets even more exciting, Vice Mayor.
Is the 10-3
you don't have to watch the entire meeting.
Super, or is that actually on the wall, or
site,
do you, the date?
The agenda,
that is, I believe, superimposed on their video.
Click on it and watch that discussion.
You see the camera angle change, you see this.
To say that this technology is revolutionary, I really don't think is hyperbole. It is easy, it's user-friendly, it's very convenient. Already the people who have found out about it, who are using it, members of the public, members of the media, are amazed. It has a very significant wow factor. And to demonstrate now is Miles Larson.
So it's just right here on the home page. There's one click in the main links, this list of links right over here, watch live and archived meeting video. Should be coming out there. There you go. And you see right there it is. So one click takes you to the page. And there you see the list of meetings that we have available.
Is this their ability to feed?
It's regular City Commission meetings, special meetings, workshops, charter rooms.
Image of... is their TV camera picking this up, or are they picking
it?
It's hooked into their system.
Yeah,
so their television cameras aren't actually looking at the computer screen. It's pulling it up directly. Sure.
Let me actually just put it on pause for a minute.
Okay. The one question I had was with Ted.
Please.
In conjunction with doing this with new TV, you know, I know new TV's clarity is not the greatest. So how will that work? Are they like what are they giving them? Are they pulling a direct, is Granicus pulling a direct feed off New TV? How does that work?
Granicus will pull a direct feed off New TV, and we've made some improvements over the last couple of weeks in the chamber. I don't know if you've noticed, but there are new TV cameras now in the chamber. These are a higher definition camera than what was there before, and the video quality is going to be a little higher. I've also had all the light bulbs changed in the chamber. 3 years ago when I started, they put in new compact fluorescent bulbs. Although they have a long life in terms of use, they do fade over time. And what we were finding is that it was getting darker in the chamber over the last few months.
So that wasn't just my
idea. It wasn't our imaginations. It really was getting darker in
here.
Here
I thought it was the budget.
So what I requested of public buildings was David Tanazzini said, yes, it's not your eyes. These bulbs do not keep their brightness for a length of time. 3 years is about the lifespan of the bulb, and it's time to change them. And we'll change them out with the same energy use, but a much brighter, whiter light. So those have been changed. And because of the brighter, whiter light, the video quality will go up. The other problem that we have is our sound system. And we are working right now, and I've had in the CIP for the last 2 years, and we're getting some positive traction with the mayor's office about getting a new sound system put into the chamber. This would be new mixers, new speakers within the chamber to correct some of the problems that we have that aldermen can't hear what's happening because of dead spots within the chamber. But also a mixer that will automatically adjust to whoever is speaking into the mic. So if it's somebody who's got a softer voice, it will amplify them. If they get a loud voice, it'll make it a little lower to try and even everybody out, and provide some new, more microphones within the chamber. When you've got a group sitting at the table in the center, they don't have to keep sliding the microphone across the table. We're going to get a couple of new mics there, as well as a couple of wireless mics. You can just lapel mic that you can pin on somebody. So the sound quality will improve. So with the improved sound quality, the new cameras, the new lighting, we should be able to get close to the quality of the video here. That's, I think, just actually the lesser part of this whole thing. The great part of this is being able to look at that evening's reports docket. If you think of, this would look like our reports docket. And if there was a specific item that you wanted to hear about, you could go directly to that item, say this is docket item 34908, click on it, and it would bring up right on the video the discussion of that docket item.
So it would start with Lyle saying, we're talking about 34908,
right. You'd go right to that point in the video. Also, we could add to our reports docket other links, like viewing any of the backup documents that might go along with that docket item. So not only will you hear what was discussed at the board meeting, but you could go and look at the committee report that was generated to go along with that. If there were any backup documents that went along with that committee report, we could have those all here. So it would bring all of the information, with the culmination of the reports docket in the board meeting, you could go back and look at all of the material that was generated, which is most of the material that's generated before you even got to the board meeting.
Would the links include links to the videos of the committee meetings that discussed the particular items?
We don't have cameras in the committee room, so
right,
I'm not planning
right.
on that yep. component at this point. We may be able to get links to some of the audio. I need to work out that detail. But what would happen is during the board meeting itself, say tonight's meeting, Jesse would be in the control room videotaping it, and whenever you started a new discussion, he'd put a marker on the videotape. That videotape would then be sent to Granicus, and I would send the reports docket the next day. The pieces would be linked up. The main item in the reports docket linked to the marker on the videotape, and Granicus would put those two things together and then house that on their server so that you could then go and access it. So you can do a webcast without the reports docket, a live webcast, then the next day you link the two things together.
David, so you don't have to actually, I mean, but it does require somebody like Jesse to actually put a marker on and probably for clarity, if we're about to move to an item, as Scott says, I'd better announce it clearly because otherwise you may get lost in the shuffle. I mean,
that's right. Right.
But,
right.
But is this, would somebody be able to go to the board webpage and just link directly to this site, or do they have to go dial up Granicus and find Newton, or, I mean, is there...
They will go to the city's website, click on Board of Aldermen Meetings, it would go out to the Granicus site, and you would get this information.
Wow. And is this...
I'm sorry to interrupt.
No, you have a chair.
Does usually have a notice that says you're
leaving
the Newton City website?
I don't know. I'm sure it can have that. I don't know if any of these do.
There are legitimate reasons for doing that.
Yeah.
It's not a necessity, but I just wondering.
Let's go back and look at some of the clients. No. This is something that is definitely done on the West Coast. So we have a map. Let's see if I can bring that up.
Is this a public company? I've never heard of these guys.
It is, yeah.
Publicly owned, or
is it on the NASDAQ? Stock exchange?
Or?
Yeah. I think it's a private company.
It may be a private company. These are all of the places that currently use Granicus.
They want to cash out.
And then, as I said, Windham, Maine is close to us, and then there are two in Rhode Island, Cumberland and North Kingstown. If we go to the Maine website, let's see if I can get that.
Well, David, the thrust of my question is really the durability of the records. I mean, some of the, and it looks like these folks have got no available competition, so maybe it's not a big worry, but having been through the issue of backup servers with our Able controller, you would want to make somehow sure that maybe it's just because it's on new TV that we're not losing any of the stuff. It's only just copied over there, right?
Right, right. Okay. Yeah, I mean, not losing any of the original documents. We still hold those here. It is a copy that goes to Granicus. They will host an archive of up to a year's worth of information. Then as you add to it, it drops off one at the,
So this is like an ASP. It's an application service provider. You outsource the whole thing.
Right.
There's a link from our city website to get there, but it's somebody else's headache to keep all this stuff up, and we pay for the service.
Right, right.
I had a quick question, actually, from a while ago. I noticed that you were using Media Player to use this. How many other kinds of computer video players work? Is it just Media Player or QuickTime or any of the others commonly used ones, or do you know?
I don't know. I need to find that out.
Because I think just from a consumer point of view, and I know this from just going to various websites to see things, if you can't get your video player to work, you won't use it.
Right.
So I just want to make sure that, the maximum number of people can use it. I guess the other observation is it's 24 hours. We don't have to wait for somebody to post our most embarrassing moments on YouTube now.
Right, we'll do it ourselves.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Wow. But that, and 24 hours is whose timeline is that? Is that the city, Jesse
marking it
and then linking it? Or?
Right, it is putting the link, okay. The document and the link together.
I know this is probably reaching too far, but it's my last question. Is there... and maybe somebody already asked this, but is there any way that somebody could link to this? I guess there's no way to link to it. Well, it's not going to be live, so it doesn't really matter. Never mind.
Okay.
Not important.
Okay.
This is not going to be a live webcast, in other words. You'll have to watch it on new TV and then...
Well, you can have the live webcast
shown,
but you don't have any links. There's nothing...
Okay.
You're just watching the movie.
Watching it on the web.
Okay.
Which, for a lot of people who either don't have cable or who don't live in Newton...
Because a lot of people don't have cable.
And a lot of the staff who don't live in Newton but would like to hear what's happening, would be able to now access it and see what's happening. The cost of this is there is some hardware that's involved, and then there is a monthly service charge. The total upfront software, professional services, and hardware estimate is $15,000. And then there's a total monthly managed services fee of $804. What I have been looking to is in the discussions with New TV, Maura Sullivan, who is the telecommunications planner for the city, has been involved in our discussions as well. And there's she's believes that this is something that maybe the telecommunications money can pay for. We're also looking at the telecommunications money to help pay for the new sound system, because this will directly impact the quality of the new TV's webcast.
So these are the revenues that come in from the contract with RCN and Verizon?
Correct.
And Comcast? Do we have Comcast?
Yes.
The sound system is relatively new, isn't it?
That sound system is made up of cast-off pieces from the school department. If you look at,
Ouch!
Sorry. If you look
at how they get 24 of them.
If the microphones are new.
Right. Yeah.
The stuff up on the wall is all old school department material that was recycled. Hmm. The speakers, the mixing board that's underneath my desk is all old school department material. The cassette recorder that we used to use with school department, it's a new, fairly new system, but it is all
the
microphones were the only thing that was brand new. Everything else was pulled together from cast-offs.
I mentioned this to David. My view is that we really need to get the whole package done right, and rather than invite people to come and hear us muttering, it's not a good.
You could have the best sound system in the world, they're still going to hear us mutter.
True enough, but at least they'll hear it clearly.
Yeah.
You know?
Clear muttering.
So I think we're almost to the point of getting approval for the sound system. I think we're going to need a little. If the board wants to go with this, it's going to take a little bit of a push to get that.
It's been a commercial message that I've been taking the mayor's office almost on a weekly basis. So we have a chance tonight to comment on.
I think this is fantastic. I mean, this is like if I was going to use a colloquialism, this is a real dream. I mean, I'm just really thrilled.
And it's a dream for my office because the headache, most of the headache, is not in my office. It's someone else's problem.
And congratulations on the gold star from Common Cause.
Thank you.
And David, this is something that eventually could stretch the committee meetings?
If the board decided they wanted to put a video camera in here or wanted to put the audio that we are recording, it's going to take a little more work to do the audio because we have to go back and then put the links in, those markers into the audio. But it is something that could expand. I mean, we could put the Zoning Board of Appeals meetings, which happen in the chamber, up here. Anything that is being recorded in the chamber.
Could be on. There's no added cost for doing more meetings.
The committee rooms are a different order of trouble.
Yeah.
Right. So I'm saying anything that happens in the chamber could be. But I'm just saying as a tool going forward. I'm assuming that if you expand it to committee rooms, the service fee goes up month
by month. The fee actually is based on the population or the new TV's budget. The first quote we got was about twice as high as the one I just quoted you because they were basing it on Newton's population. However, when New TV asked for the quote based on their budget, it cut it in half. So we may want to, steer this money through New TV to get that, but...
I think, from my point of view, the best thing about this, besides the obvious, is that it also will offer for people who don't have cable, because there's an awful lot of them that don't have cable in Newton. And I hear from people all the time, that the only time that they, get to see what's going on is they go to the website and they listen to the audio, but the problem is they don't want to sit there for however many hours and listen until the one piece that they're really interested in is on there. So I think this is a fantastic idea.
And, it doesn't depend on New TV's schedule.
Yeah.
You can see it whenever you want to.
Yeah, so your own TiVo. Yeah. Well, thank you.
You're very welcome.
Yes, thank you, David.
And thank you, members of the public. Did you really saw it on the website, and that's why you're here tonight? Particular interest? What we're doing there? Just nothing to do tonight.
Extra credit.
Extra credit. Excellent. Well, welcome.
Filling time to the World Series.
What's the next step? I mean, the
telecommunications planner is on board. She would love to see this. New TV would love to see this. I would love to see this. We just got to convince somebody to pay for it.
That's the next step.
Or, you know, do you think the rest of the board would be interested in this?
So as FDR used to say, he's persuaded me not to twist my arm.
Yeah.
Okay. Okay. Any other questions? Thank you very much.
David, this is really quite useful.
Yep. I'm sorry. Are we done with that item?
We're done with, do you have another question?
Are we going to send, the link? Like, you sent it to myself, Ted, are you going to send it to everyone?
I can send it to everybody.
So they can look
at
it.
Yeah, please do.
You get some feedback, because if it's just a tool of now getting it paid for, what if some people come back and say, and what about, I think they should know, and then we can all advocate to get it paid for, right? Mm-hmm.
I will send that link out.
Okay. The next item is on financial and strategic planning initiatives, which is one of the goals set for this term. And this was to discuss performance management and budgeting. David Wilkinson sent me a link to seminar that was put on by the Abrahams Group on performance management and budgeting. And I've gone to the first session. It's a full-day session. Second session. First session is on performance management, and I have some materials. Just I'm not going to give you the whole course book because it's really rad.
When did it happen?
I took you sent it about a month ago.
Yeah.
And it was October, just last week, last Friday.
Oh, I could have done it last Friday.
And then there's the second session is November 7th, which I'm also attending. This is, I think, along the lines of what we've been talking about in this committee and what Citizens Advisory Group, when they went to see the Summerstat program, which Mark Abrahams, who's the principal of the Abrahams Group, helped set up. For those people who aren't familiar with CityStat, I think everyone maybe here is, but for the benefit of our members of the public who are here tonight, CityStat is not a computer program or a piece of software. It is a way of measuring the performance of city departments. You keep data, which is actually a lot of the data is stuff that the city already keeps. This is the police department keeps track of all moving violations, crimes, how many calls they answer. Same thing with the fire department. They also keep information on how much time it takes them to get to fires. And what we find as substantive committees is that when we want to get that information, it takes a long time to get somebody to, put together a report. Sometimes it's not exactly what you want, and you have to go back and get it again. Sometimes we don't get it at all, because it's not something that people are drawing information on. So this is a way of measuring that kind of information in real time, and the CityStat or Performance Stat principles require that not only do you collect the information, but you have regular meetings. In Somerville, they have a meeting every 2 weeks with a department head. Each department head has to come in, stand at a rostrum, and basically explain, what have you done for me lately? They have to go over their to-do list, things to work on. They have to talk about basic goals and objectives and their progress towards those goals and objectives, and then information on various measures of their performance and justify why or why not they're making those goals. And it's a comprehensive process. It is relentlessly incremental. In other words, every 2 weeks you go through this, and at the end of the year you can produce an annual report that says exactly how the city's doing. This goes over into budgeting because you find out what it is the city's doing, and you can figure out how much it's costing based on what it's costing now, and find out what the city's efficiency is. And using that information, you can make better decisions, hopefully, about whether to outsource or whether to cut or add personnel or resources or what have you. It's not exactly new. It's based on a lot of recommendations. And David was kind enough to send me a report by National Advisory Council for State and Local Budgeting. I got it somewhere. I just anyway, just it, they the government finance financial officers organization.
National Advisory.
Yeah, there it is. Yes. Put together this task force to look at ways of putting some of their budget practices into action. And big part of this was doing performance measurement and then budgeting on that basis, but starting out with a budget that's activity or program based, so that you.
Ted, a question. Yeah. In Somerville, is the distribution of powers with respect to the budget as between the mayor and the city council basically the same as in Newton?
It is. Joe Curtatone is the mayor there, and you, I think you and Lyle both came to the Rappaport Institute when we
yeah.
had a presentation.
Right.
Joe Curtatone, basically, when he was elected mayor, he ran on this platform. He said, I'm going to bring this to the city, and he did. He had gone down to Baltimore where this basically started and gotten, you know, access to the people that set it up. Came back and said, we're going to do this, and they did it. And they started out with a relatively small investment of, I think, about $50,000, and now to run the department costs about $200,000 a year. They have a senior analyst, they have an executive director, and then they have another analyst who does basically broad-based analysis of how the city's doing, and an IT person that's sort of both an analyst and an information technology person. But it was the mayor initiated it. He had the support of the city council. I went to this seminar last week, and one of the people there was a member of the Board of Selectmen of Hingham, which doesn't have a mayor, they have a town manager. But they have decided as a select board that they want to do this. And so they're getting the training on it. And, you know, basically because they don't have, I mean, the town manager has to implement it. But basically they can direct the town manager to do this.
Uh-huh.
You know, obviously, to implement it on the city side, we would have to have a mayor who is willing to do
right,
this.
Right.
What I had discussed, and unfortunately, we just don't have enough time to go into depth about it, and I've discussed with both David Wilkinson and David Olson, because these are the two departments, Comptroller's Office and the Clerk's Office, that are overseen by the Board of Aldermen rather than by the Mayor's Office, whether it might make sense for us to move forward with some of these, this performance management and budgeting in these two departments to establish a baseline to show that it works, and then give us a better case for, you know, getting the mayor or whoever the mayor is going to
pilot
be.
Program.
Pilot,
basically
a pilot program, yeah.
Yeah,
mm-hmm. To demonstrate its effectiveness. I'm not prepared here tonight to demonstrate, you know, to discuss the whole program.
Right.
But before, you know, moving forward with it and spending any more time on it, I just thought I'd throw it open to the committee and see if there's, run up the flagpole and see who salutes.
Well, you ask a metaphor from the 60s, I remember. anyway.
Did a lot of acid, did you?
Yeah. Well, actually, the 50s it was. That's even more dated. But I gather, David, you're willing to try this in your department, or?
Yeah, I don't think it's a huge deal. I mean,
it's really a question of whether you're willing to, and I don't know what David Olson said. You can do it or not.
Definitely. I think, you know, for this program to be a benefit, it's not going to have to impact the department heads that much. And if we can show, you know, if we're finding that it is too time-consuming, is too much of a problem, that is good information. But if it's implemented correctly, I think it shouldn't be a burden on either of us.
And who would these department heads make their every 2 weeks presentation to?
Well, I thought, since you're president emeritus, I don't know. I mean, we haven't gotten anywhere near that far in talking
about
it.
As I take it, the essence of the Somerville situation is that the department heads basically report to their boss every two weeks under this program.
Well, actually, they report to the executive director of the summer staff program.
I see. Uh-huh.
Which
uh-huh.
is, and David Olson had an opportunity to go. You went to see the library
I
report?
Did. Yes.
Because it was most similar to what you do in the clerk's office.
Right.
And I think Lyle went,
yeah.
And I went to see several different departments.
The one I was on was planning, where they were looking at a tracking a major project
yeah.
through the sort of review process
yeah.
where it was.
It's actually, I mean, it's an ingenious system. It is, the Summerstat director is the person they report to. The Summerstat director doesn't necessarily have, you know, any authority to make them do anything, but what the mayor has committed to there is that he won't, you know, make side deals or have side meetings with department heads about stuff that goes on in Summerstat that, you know, for all intents and purposes, she's the mayor in the room when they have these meetings. And he did attend one of the meetings I was at and backed her up. And she, I did sit down and meet with her for several hours to discuss the program in future when we don't have another meeting scheduled immediately after this. I'll give a report on the Summerstat process. And maybe, you know, David could give us some of his observations as well. What I handed out is a couple of worksheets from the seminar, which sort of give you an idea of how this works, and I'm not even going to try and give you an extensive overview of this, but just barest of summaries. I mean, basically, if you take a particular program or activity, like, you know, the planning, the inspection services department goes out, does site inspections for plumbing. The activity is, you know, plumbing inspections. And what you would look at is an activity goal for how many you want to do during the year or how frequently you want to do them, for instance, you know, or some measure of quantity. You have a budget cost for that based on what you're doing. And then you'd look to what your end product's going to be, your output, that is issuing permits. Based on plumbing inspections or follow-up based on failing plumbing inspections. And then you can look at, based on the budget cost and your output, that is the number of permits issued, you can get an idea of the unit cost or productivity, which is the efficiency. Actually, for this, you would probably use the number of visits as opposed to the number of permits issued, because you wouldn't necessarily issue a permit with every single one. And then from that you could draw not from that, but from some other measurement, for instance, you know, customer satisfaction surveys or some basic measure of the quality of the surface. You could then also, you know, say whether the service is effective or not.
Ted, because of the time, yeah. I'm going to have to go to Venus.
Yes.
But I guess my recommendation would be that if David are both willing to try this, that maybe one thing they could do is take a sample activity of some
yes,
sort
absolutely.
And run it through this model and bring it back to us, or at least talk to us informally about it, so we just see what's involved. Because I think that this is certainly, and I applaud you for spending the time on getting this to this point, an idea worth trying, and we need to do that. So.
And hopefully we'll get one last Wednesday of the month where there isn't some other meeting
some
scheduled.
Other, I know.
It's been beyond my control. So.
Maybe what we do is have them do a report once a month instead of every 2 weeks, and they report to us. We'll be their boss. Newton stat-wise.
We can discuss it.
Anyway, I do want to thank you very much, and thank David.
Yes, thank you.
We are very much indebted to our two department heads. Those of you who are here for the first time, I hope will begin to get a sense of how fortunate we are in having a city clerk and clerk of the board like Mr. Olson and a controller like Mr. Wilkinson, who are the board's appointees. They're not appointed by the mayor. They're our guys. So
this proves the value of hiring people named David.
Yeah. It simplifies conversation. Right.
So, motion to adjourn.
So moved.
Thank you so much.
Thank you all for coming.
Great.
I need to talk to you on the way in between 30 seconds about the schedule.